Most gardeners know there are some plants they'll never be able to grow because of the climate where they live. But the Earth's climate is changing, and that means plants that normally grow in the southern United States are thriving as far north as New York City.
This Japanese flowering apricot, Prunus mume, this is a plant that's widely grown further south. It's actually native originally to China, but it's beloved in Japan.
Todd Forrest is vice president for horticulture at the New York Botanical Garden.
And so what we found with climate change is that this plant survives because the winter temperatures are on average warmer, but because there's variability in our local climate, it will often have its flowers burned by frost.
Forrest is walking through the Ladies Border Garden, an experimental section of the botanical garden designed to demonstrate the impact of climate change on plants. Forrest sometimes calls the Ladies Border the global warming garden because most of the plants are species that couldn't have grown in this area just a few decades ago. Climate change probably has been affecting plants and gardeners for years, but Forrest says it's only recently that people have put two and two together and realized that unpredictable weather patterns are affecting their herb gardens.
Gardeners at times suffer from the sort of head-in-the-sand syndrome. They're so obsessed with and attuned to their individual garden and climate, and we're all used to being frustrated by the weather. I think for a long time we all just sort of ascribed whatever change there was or variability to that darn weather again, acting up, raining when it should be dry, dry when it should be rainy, cold when it should be warm.
In some ways, the Ladies Border Garden shows how exciting global warming can be for gardeners. You can grow all sorts of exotic plants in your backyard if you don't have to deal with the long, cold winters you're used to. Forrest has been able to get dozens of unusual plants to grow in New York, including choisya and even a Himalayan fan palm. That's right, a palm tree growing in New York City. But just because you can grow non-native plants doesn't mean you should, because foreign plants can easily become invasive species, killing off local plants. Marielle Anzalone is a botanist and garden designer. Her specialty is working with local plants. Today, she's planting a native species garden in a public park.
All the plants are going to have little signs in front of them that say what they are, because it's meant to be educational. People should see a plant, say, oh my God, gorgeous, want it. Oh, it's Viburnum nudum, and then run out to their nursery and get it.
Anzalone says many people don't realize how beautiful local plants are. For example, she says people often buy wreaths made of Asiatic bittersweet vines, even though it's an invasive species that's been killing off American bittersweet.
And people maybe who then hang the wreath outside on their door, a bird comes and eats the berries and poops it out in Prospect Park or Central Park. I mean, that is how these things get around. So it's not just like, you know, your world in a vacuum and your garden isn't, nothing comes to your garden. I mean, birds travel, insects travel, and that's how these things get around.
That's why under normal circumstances, gardeners have to be careful what they plant in their backyards, because non-native plants have a way of spreading and competing with local plants. And climate change complicates things by making it easier for invasive species to spread.
The thing that keeps me up at night is not global warming. It's an extinction crisis. And I think people think a lot about extinction as being this big dramatic thing. It's a fire. It's an oil spill. But actually, it doesn't work that way. Extinction happens on a small scale all the time.
As the climate changes, Anzalone says she understands that gardeners will want to try new things. But she says they shouldn't forget about native plants, which feed native insects and animals. The New York Botanical Garden's Todd Forrest admits that the global warming garden is both exciting and disturbing. While he can demonstrate that new plants will grow in New York, he knows that global warming is also killing off plants that have lived here for thousands of years. For the Environment Report, I'm Brad Linder.